Gypsy Caravan, Sunday, November 16th at 6 p.m., Alberta Rolls Theater, 3000 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 10 a.m. Coming up is Air Cascadia with cutting-edge news, views, and commentary with your host, Chris Andre, followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints. At 11, it's Stage and Studio with host D-May Roberts. And at 11:30, we'll hear Art Focus with our host, Joseph Gallivan. Check it out. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support for community radio. For those of you who missed our recent membership drive, you can still become an active supporter of the KBOO Foundation at kboo.fm. You click in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage where it says Community Events. Oh, no, that's not right. It says Donate Today. That's right. Today. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia right now.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, Veterans Day, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Veteran Prevention Day is what it really ought to be called. It would be nice to see some of the millions of dollars, the billions of dollars that are poured into war, poured onto the flames of war, some of that going to community radio. You can make a difference. You can make a change. You can redirect some of the power of those resources to community programming by going to the KBOO website, that's kboo.fm, and clicking right now to donate this whatever you can to keep this type of programming, veteran prevention programming, on the air. No more young people being turned into veterans. We've had enough. All across the world, we've created veterans. We've created child veterans, children of war. We've created whole nation states. Our idea of nation building is nothing short of veteran creation. We create people who are so shell-shocked that it's impossible for them to get their countries back on their feet. And this, of course, opens the floodgates to Americans' idea of building a global free market economy, which was exactly what we are seeing right now. President Obama is at the Asian Economic Conference right now trying to rig a deal that tramples on human rights, tramples on labor rights and dismantles what's left of our environmental protection, all in the name of a free market, all in the name of short-term gains, and all, of course, disposal of the war-making machinery, the creation of more veterans. And don't forget, but these are the walking wounded. These are the walking wounded people. So we today want to speak with Robert Naiman at Just Foreign Policy. We'll try and get Robert on the line today. And also Mazen Kamsir. He is, of course, with the International Middle East Media Center. A struggling independent news outlet based in occupied Palestine, broadcasting, hanging on by a thread, and going day to day, bringing you news of what's actually really going on the ground in a nation where virtually everyone has been turned into a veteran, and largely by actions of Western powers, the same powers that created the disastrous borders of Iran in particular, and Iraq as well. Iraq, one must say, is a bit closer to reality on the ground. Kurdistan, too, for that matter. That having been said, let's move right along. And while we wait to see if we could speak with Mazen Robert Naiman today, Veterans Day. And really, this is a time to not so much to think about Arlington Cemetery, but what we can and what we must do to stop this. Enough blood has been shed. Oregon regulators fined a pesticide spraying service $16,000 yesterday for violations that they say resulted in 1,000 bees being killed in Eugene. Some regulators have levied fines for gross negligence in the death of the bees. The Oregon Department of Agriculture announced that it levied the penalty against the Glass Tree Care and Spray Service. So that said, on the front page, the front cover of High Country News, an extraordinary magazine published out of Denver, Colorado. The front page news features what? Oregon. Yes, indeed. People who've been poisoned by spraying. First, they shouldn't be spraying trees in our forests anyway. Trees, forests are not. All this does is prove once again that the people who are charged with the protection and the last of our forests regard those forests as crops. You can't plant a forest. A planted forest is a tree farm. They are regarding the trees left in our forest as a crop, a tree farm. That's why the spraying, and that's why the utter and complete disregard, the illegal disregard for the health of the people who might be living down below. Front page, front cover story in High Country News. Pretty much disregarded by editors at various news outlets across Cascadia, where it is most important. They have a choice of what covers, what stories that they choose to publish. That was one of them. High Country News got into it in depth. It's right there. It's not hard to find. And yet, it seems that our newspaper of record, all of our newspapers, including our lofty weekly efforts, disregarded what the spraying did to people's health and the fact that it shouldn't be done in the first place. Think about that one. A virus previously thought to live only in algae, in rivers, in lakes, has been found in the throats of healthy people, where it does what? Yes, that's right. Wait for it. It makes them stupider. The infected showed specific brain activities to be slower than those without the virus. The study outlining the discovery was carried out by scientists at the Johns Hopkins Medical School and the University of Nebraska, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, not known for being slapdash in the publication of this type of info. And as the dust settled from last week's midterm election, the U.S. military campaign against ISIS in Iraq and Syria moved into its fourth month. Congress has been reluctant to act on their obligation to debate and vote on this new war. Wait a minute. How many wars we got going? How many have been declared? How many of these countries have attacked us? What? But that's about to change. Last week, President Obama announced that he would seek a new authorization for the use of military force. This is the redoubtable AUMF. Oomph, as it were, in Iraq and Syria. But the oomph that the administration is proposing may go even further than targeting ISIS to embroil us in another endless and borderless war. There is a petition at Just Foreign Policy. You can go to that website. You can take a look at that petition and sign it, depending on the direction in which your conscience leads you. And open internet, as we all know, is essential to, of course, first for, of course, the economy, and increasingly to everyone's way of life. You go to any cafe, people are not sitting writing in journals or doing sketchbooks or talking to one another. Nope, they are sitting glued to a glowing screen, tapping away in the silence of their own stream of electronic consciousness. And this is what we have now instead of community. This is what we have now instead of conversation. Everyone said, oh, how marvelous. We have online communities. That's not a community. That's not a community at all. That's an online illusion. In any case, whatever it might be, net neutrality is essential, because one way or another, these devices are here to stay, pretty much, barring some massive solar event that disrupts the Earth's magnetic field and shuts everything down, and then we have to begin again. There's an idea. That said, net neutrality has been built into the fabric of the internet since its creation. It is also a principle that we cannot take for granted. We cannot allow internet service providers to restrict the best access or to pick winners and losers in the online marketplace for services and ideas. That's why it is important to not to disregard the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. It's there. You may not like the idea of being in touch with it, but believe me when I say it's in touch with you. To answer the call away, 4 million public comments have already tumbled in, and it helps to raise your voice. It helps to use those lines of communication and to move the bar as far as the line of influence is concerned, and make certain that they already know, they got the message loud and clear last time that net neutrality is extremely important to Americans. That said, we're still waiting to speak with Mazen Khamsia at the International Middle East Media Center, as well as Robert Naiman, in the very last few minutes that we have. On Israeli television, when asked if he agrees with the idea that Israel assassinated his predecessor, Mahmoud Abbas said that we have no proof of who did it. Then 10 years after, he has no proof. But in the same week, Mr. Abbas and his security services took less than 10 hours to accuse Hamas without any proof of the suspicious bombings in Gaza at some offices and homes of Fatah officials. No one, of course, was injured. And Mazen points out that the Berlin Wall collapse, the 25th anniversary, Palestinians punched a hole through the West Bank apartheid wall, and you can see images of that and reports on the International Middle East Media Center. But you can also click if you want to be a participant in that extraordinary, brave effort. So, moving right along, as somebody here back locally, the in the case where people aren't actually at war, but not actually be veterans, they nonetheless get happy with guns all the time. This recent incident, again, we report on this because this is evidence. This is symptomatic of the madness that has indeed infected all of us. A virus that that reduces people's intellectual abilities. Sure, if there's one of those, then there could be thousands more. Perhaps this madness is, after all, viral. Perhaps it's the new Ebola of the 21st century. Perhaps it's what got to the 70-something year-old guy in Longview who suffered injuries after shooting himself. He did this, in fact, at a courthouse after his trial wrapped up with a hung jury. He pulled out a shotgun from his truck and shot himself in the head in the Hall of Justice parking lot. Deputies working in the hall administered first aid until the ambulance and, of course, the fire engine. They always send a fire engine. I'm not sure why. Arrived, perhaps in case we experience spontaneous human combustion. Could always happen, especially when you've got stray viruses wandering around looking for 72-year-old guys who are pissed off at the justice system. We also have reports coming in on the results for the midterm elections in Indian country. This is a different world. We have to remember that. In fact, it is the original world and one that we ought to pay deep respect to, because their system of justice works far better than ours does. That's it for Air Cascadia for Veterans Day 2014. Today, yes indeed, November 11th, 2014, Veterans Day. Sam Parrish has been our engineer today. Thanks for that, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.